Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sweet Caroline. This is one of those strange themes. Shows up at the Red Sox games. I'm not really sure I know what the origin of it is, but every Red Sox game. Oh. Really? Why didn't I think?
Mm-hmm.
Boston, yeah, I guess. She's not happy about her cousin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is literally the black sheep of the family. And the last thing, that's not true. Some of the family is very supportive.
Speaking.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. They're very supportive, some of them, but the others, you know, the predictable ones, John F. Kennedy's children, not fans. Anyway, what did you start to say?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, they still do all of their family gatherings, and they, because maybe this family's been in politics for so long that they know how to compartmentalize everything. So
yeah.
When they're all together, they just don't discuss politics. And
right.
A bunch of RFK Jr.'s siblings have said they do not agree with him politically. They would not only would they not vote for them, but they think that anybody who does vote for them is wrong and
really?
Needs to do a better job
uh-huh.
looking at other candidates. But when it comes to actually being together as a family, it seems like they are all still on the same team. They're always still going to be in each other's corners.
Well, I guess they won't be happy with me because I'm planning on voting for the guy. If the election were today, I'd be there. You know that a year from today, we'll have been through the election. And guess what? We'll be starting to figure out who's going to run in 2028 a year from today. That's the game. As it were, this is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner rewarding you with lessons in life, information. I feel like John Tesh now, right? When he's on the air, it's information for your life.
Intelligence for your life.
Intelligence for your life. And I'm happy to say that the father of our present co-host and long time, hopefully she doesn't ever go anywhere else. She's always here. Her father, who also is my consultant, was the originator of John Tesh's program, the sort of co-creator of it. And so here we are in the hall of greatness. And it's good. It has its rewards in life. What about you? What about your life? What rewards do you have? I think about this all the time. What are you contributing and how are you rewarded? Some people think it's as simple as what you get at the end of the week in your paycheck. It may be, but maybe it's deeper than that. If you think about whether you're doing well or you're not doing well in any different, you know, like with your family, right? It's not just about the job. It's about your family and what's your circle of friends like and what do you do with your spare time? What's the average day like? How do you observe what's going on in life? Do you think about it even? Maybe it's worth thinking. If you're not thinking about it, maybe you might want to think about what your real contribution is to life.
You know, and where
life,
are you
liberty.
Replaceable?
You're different. You're unique. And, yeah, you are. Well, everybody's replaceable in a sense.
But that's what I mean.
Skills,
like, think about where are you replaceable. When it comes to your job,
mm-hmm.
you are replaceable. When it comes to your family, you are not.
If somebody were to follow you around on an average day and observe your contributions, what would they see? Something, again, to think about. What would you be contributing to your own well-being, to your family's well-being, to friends, to your employer, right? On an average day, just say, let's take today as an average day. What are you going to contribute that will be valued by other people. Again, your family, friends, people that you work with. What do you that's something to think about. I would like to have you think about that as we think about the value of money. Excuse me for a moment.
The value of money. We like it. We want more of it.
Right. If you have a $2 bill laying around, it could be worth thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, there are those at auctions. I have a couple of $2 bills. One of them is in my desk drawer. The other one is in my wallet. It's all folded up and it's all, you know, kind of worn out. But it's I feel like it's a good luck piece. They're selling for $2,500 a piece.
Really? Is it
$2
bills that are made by a certain date? I have a few, but I feel like they are relatively newer.
Yeah, if you have a one with a brown or a blue seal, they can sell for up to $2,500. But as I said, a lot of people think that they're good luck. I have a fake $1 million bill that I carry in my wallet as well. That's not worth anything. Except it's good. It's kind of a good thing for your head. But the Heritage Auction folks, they are the largest auction house in the world dealing with bills like this. If you've got some that's older, actually, here's one that just sold at auction for $4,000 from 2003 with a low serial number. I'm looking at the current sales. Let's see here. There are $2 bills that go back to 1917 that are worth the same kind of dough. At the least, they're worth $1,000. Many of them are worth $2,500, and they've gotten as high as $4,000 at these auctions. The $2 bill goes back to 1869. It was called the Rainbow Note. And those, if you can find one, are worth $3,000, $3,500, that sort of stuff. There's one listed on eBay for $8,000. How about them? And Heritage Auction said they found, or somebody brought, a unique, really unique one. This is a $2 bill from 1869, sold for $12,000. Right? And let's see here. At one point in time, there were about $1 billion worth of $2 bills in circulation. So what is that? That's $2 billion, right? At the face value.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. People have thought they were, they became unpopular because it wasn't an even exchange. If you got $3 in change back, got a $2 bill and a $1 bill. And then people would say, young people, James, have you ever even touched a $2 bill? Have you ever seen a $2 bill?
Yeah, I've seen them before, but not very often, no. And I think it was actually my grandpa who showed me one. I think he keeps one, like, in his house somewhere.
Yeah. Grandfathers are great for that. My grandfather gave me a bunch of silver dollars, and now I've given them to my grandchildren. They're kind of fun just to have. They're just fun. All right, speaking of money, here's a story from Colorado today. A welding company decided to pay a subcontractor. They were in court, and welding company was being sued by the sub, and the judge gave him a five-figure settlement. And so the fellow who ran the welding company figured, I'm going to fix you. So this is a company called Fired Up Fabrications. And he was told to pay the subcontract $23,500. So what he did, he was not happy about it. So he goes to the bank and he gets $23,500 in change. The change weighed 3 tons. Right? There was a breach of contract and the judge found in favor of the subcontractor. Fired Up Fabrications figured, okay, I'm going to fix this guy. And they reached their settlement. And the company they agreed to pay the other company. And so the attorney gets a delivery to her office location. Drivers there on a flatbed truck. and they had boxes of loose coins weighing 6,500 pounds.
This is brilliantly petty.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily petty, but listen, kind of a cute thing. All right, let's see what happened here. All right, this portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need from the pros, pro parts people at O'Reilly. A child in North Carolina rescued after falling into a pile of mud. The sinkhole happened in a pond near a new construction site. 12-year-old boy had been riding his bike. Officials revealed that he was stuck in the hole for 3 hours. He was yelling, "Help! Help!" I'm sure it didn't sound that high. That was probably low pitch, and his was high pitched. A cry for help. He had sunk about 5 feet. And so they took him out, brought him to the hospital. He wasn't hurt, but he was cold, as you can imagine. Imagine what you feel like when you can't. What kind of scary thoughts? I mean, think about it for a second.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what's
like
going to happen. And,
right? Yeah.
And it was other children who finally heard his calls for help. And then they went and got adults.
Yep, I wouldn't want to be in that position at all. Although I think I felt like that when I was swimming in off the beach of Riviera Beach off the coast of Singer Island when, I don't know, probably late 60s. And I remember swimming out way, way out, going way out to a sandbar. And then the sandbar was collapsing under my feet. The sand was volatile. So I started swimming back, and the tide came in, and the current was there, and it sucked me around, man. It was one of the scariest moments of my life, trying to think, how am I going to get out of this? And then you just go on adrenaline. You stop thinking about it, and you just look for a spot, and you aim for it, and you go for it. And the same thing, being trapped. It's like being in a cave. With a cave-in, a horrible thought. All right, enough horrible thoughts. 18 after, this is a good day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
141. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The story list and the people list is always available at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. So the essence of what's going on in Israel is something that I think, as it is number one this week, there's so many different ancillary things to it. I wanted to spend some time getting some thoughts from you, Michael, on the things that have been seen this week. There was some raw footage from the attack on Israel that has been the Museum of Tolerance out in Los Angeles showed bearing witness to the October 7th massacre. That's the name of the film. It's been compiled by the Israeli Defense Force, and what it does is show the violence that has been recorded on people's cell phones by Hamas militants. Gal Gadot was the organizer of the event, and so what was seen was horror. Just plain, we hear the stories, we've heard it, but now here's some proof of what they did. And so now, what do you do with this proof? What do you show it to the world, you bring it to the United Nations, you the court of public opinion, the fact that there is, part of the reason for this was the protesting. So number one and number two on the story list this week on the countdown, the anti-Semitism, the lady who's a congressperson and her remarks about the Israelis and then the protests on college campuses. The ignorance that is prevailing here is startling, to say the least. But how anybody can look at the footage, although the people who are pro-Palestinian are saying, it was edited, it was, you took things from this, that. My stomach turned when I saw this.
Yeah, well, so people say it's edited or it's fake. That's crap. It really happened. Just like a lot of things that, whatever's left of real media, because fake media and AI and all that could do things. But it was real. Look, This is human nature at work. Of course the Israelis are outraged. Of course they're angry, and of course they're retaliating. They have to. They, what happened there was outrageous. We felt the same way after 9/11 in this country. You know, go get them. Of course we went and got the wrong guys, but that's neither here nor there. That's a whole other story.
Thank you, George Bush.
When somebody when somebody does an atrocity against you and your people, you know, road rage. Oh, you cut me off! I'll kill you. I mean, this is human nature. And what's necessary now is an understanding of why it's happened, but cooler minds must prevail, diplomacy must step in and end this thing, okay? That's what has to happen, as opposed to saying, you know, well, it's okay because look how bad they were, now they can be bad. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it's certainly understandable why people would be outraged and want revenge and want to deter this from happening again.
Well, and that's the, I guess, the food behind the Israeli strikes. They have hit near hospitals, but trying to get to the tunnels that are under the hospitals. They pushed deeper into Gaza City this week.
Yeah. Hamas uses its people as human shields. I mean, they're a dastardly bunch. They do not deserve any sympathy.
No, not at all. No. Okay, so there's a quick review of number one and number two in the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown at 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Newly unsealed documents allege that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg personally rejected proposals to improve teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including disabling Instagram's beauty filters. Critics claim these filters promote unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit further alleges that Meta, guided by Zuckerberg, exploited the psychology of adolescent brains and set goals to increase their user time spent on Instagram. Closing arguments are scheduled to start Wednesday in the 14th Amendment disqualification trial against Donald Trump in Colorado after witness testimony concluded earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected an attempt to block Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot, but indicated the possibility of future challenges if he secures the nomination. Challenges based on the 14th Amendment, which bars officials who engaged in insurrection from holding office, are considered long shots due to the amendment's lack of clear enforcement.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Number one, back on this date, 40,000 years ago. Huh? What?
What did Is that a sitar?
It sounds like a sitar, doesn't it? This is the first instrument and the first song that apparently was ever performed in public. Or first music, I don't know if you call it a song. According to historical journals, do you remember, James, what this was called? I'm trying to remember how I stumbled on this the other day. And I thought to myself, oh, this is this is worth a minute or two of our time. It was one of those amazing things. You know, who would think, right, that there would be somebody talking or interested in or covering or want us to know about the oldest song or the oldest melody that was ever recorded.
Well, so here's the interesting part. It's called Hurrian Hymn Number 6.
Yeah.
Which would imply that there's a one to five
more someplace else.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is what we know of. Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is sort of a, there's a buzz attached to this. Probably not too many of your friends are tied into this at the moment, but I thought it was kind of an interesting anecdotal realization about the part of, we all take music for granted, right? All of us love different types of music, and we pay attention to our favorite music. Because it's good for our health, good for our head, good for our music is fabulous for, you know, everything that ails you. So that was it back in, this was before the Christian era, what are we,
1400 BC.
Yeah, thank you. See you later. There it is. Okay, let's go north of our border. We all focus on what's going on south of the border and what's... north of the border is, well, I guess depends on your point of view. There is the debate, the Republican debate, focusing on border issues. It's almost becoming trite because we all know what a problem it is. And frankly, how easy it is to fix it. You don't need some politician to tell you, oh, this is how, I'm a genius, I figured out how to fix it. You close the borders. Hello, close the borders. All right, so that's on the south. We don't want to close the borders on the north because, of course, they're all our friends and none of the bad guys come through on the northern end. It's always.
But how do we know that?
We don't. I'm being facetious.
Oh.
All right, so as long as we're north of the border.
I misread that sarcasm.
That's okay. It's all right. It's called Real Radio. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen in Canada, Air Canada. The other day denied a claim that a passenger died on board a flight because it was 16 hours long and didn't get diverted. This is a trip from India to Toronto. This guy's daughter claims that he wouldn't have died if the plane had been diverted. Well, I'm just kind of trying to think about this. If you're flying from India, chances are you're flying over pretty much water all the way. So I would, my first reaction to this would be, where would you have suggested we land? I suppose you could go over Hawaii, maybe that way. Anyway, so this woman, they've been traveling on this Air Canada flight. He started being very sick. I'm not going to describe it, but lady says he was deteriorating in front of us, his daughter. Symptoms began 7 hours into the flight. Apparently they came back over Europe. They didn't come back. They didn't go the other way. They didn't go the western, the eastern way. They went the western way. And she pleaded with the flight crew to divert the plane so the father could disembark and get some medical help. Mm-hmm. The flight continued 9 hours more, and they landed in Montreal, and this guy was dead.
Paramedics. Yeah, the paramedics on the ground were working on him. And Air Canada is saying that they were in constant contact with ground support and medical personnel on the ground and that they felt there was nothing they could have done. The diverting it wasn't the answer. The higher ups said that, yes, they all followed protocol. We are not at fault for this. But I get where the daughter is coming from because I think what did they do? They moved him up to business class so he could fully lay out. Like, if you're having a heart attack, which is what this kind of sounds like, why is just simply the act of simply laying down, going to do anything? And of course, you know this is going to go to court. And
of course,
if they were over water and there was nowhere to go, totally get that. But if they were truly above Europe at this time and they did not divert the flight for this medical incident, and then the man died because he had to wait 9 more hours for help, why wouldn't they be at fault?
Yep. Well, let's see what happens with that one. Lawyers are plenty all over that one. Also in Canada, parents welcomed the biggest baby on record, a newborn son weighing 15 pounds. How about that? How'd you like to give birth, those of you ladies who have given birth?
That had to have been a C-section.
15 pounds this baby weighed, nearly twice the size of the average newborn. The mother's name is Brittany Ayers. She gave birth to her fifth child. They named him Sonny. Yes, it was a C-section. You are correct. She and her husband were waving around this this baby. Let's see, it measured 21 inches long. How in the world? I think I see a picture of her. It must have been a big woman to carry a baby like that. But then, that's not necessarily true. I'm looking back on my first, when my wife Tony, who was 5'1", weighed maybe 120 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when Megan was born. She looked like a basketball or one of those, what do they call those things, the medicine ball on legs. Mm-hmm. That's what she looked like. And then they finally, after her being in labor for 2 days, they took it out, the C-section. But anyway, so there are other babies. There was a 13-pounder that was born. I'm looking at some other stats here. But anyway, this baby tipping the scales at this much big baby. What do you suppose, how much does a baby eat? Weighs that kind of... I'm looking at the Guinness Book.
I'm not sure. Well, and then newborns always lose a certain amount of their body weight after birth. But the heaviest on record is a baby who weighed 22 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that was back in 1879. Unfortunately, died 11 hours after birth. But, wow, 22 pounds.
Woo! Big timer. No question about that. All right, let's see here. Some problems at Rice University worth a moment or two of our time. They've suspended their campus parties after the annual underwear event. 7 people went to the hospital, so they've canceled all on-campus parties from now until graduation. 7 students hospitalized, 24 required medical treatment following the quote-unquote night of decadence. Administrators at this university, which is near Houston, they shut down the underwear-themed party after medical resources in the town became overwhelmed. 7 students taken with issues related to intoxication. Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
What prompts people to do that stuff? What do you think?
I don't know, being young, do you think you're invincible?
Stupid.
And Rice has rules where any student over the age of 21 is permitted to consume soft alcohol, like beer, wine, seltzers, before they go to the party. And anyone under 21, of course, is prohibited from drinking anything, period. But that definitely didn't seem to stop anyone. And that is a lot of people to need to go to the hospital and seek medical attention for intoxication.
Yeah, sure is. All right, I want to, a friend of mine who lives in Columbus sent me some of the ads that were floating around Ohio. This person wasn't, his wife, and I know him and I know his wife. His wife voted to do what was necessary to make the reproductive rights of women illegal. They could do, that was the whole vote, right?
Enshrine it in the state constitution.
Right. So before that, this fellow sent me some of the ads on abortion rights that were there. I don't know if you saw some of these in some of the newspapers. What is it? The Columbus Post-Dispatch, I think, is the paper there. Cincinnati paper, I'm trying to remember the name of that. And the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Toledo Blade, all carried ads before this week's election, and the focus on the ad was rape and sexual abuse. So I wonder how that would set the, this is kind of a new tone in messaging. Seems rather dramatic. Is this why people voting the way they did? Because they were scared? Because they were misinformed? Well, I guess it depends on what you know. There are a lot of people, and this is one of the issues when it comes to abortion. If you are raped and you get pregnant, you ought to be able to dispatch the baby if that's your decision. In some cases, you can't do that in some states, at least the way it is now.
They have equal parental rights where you would have to co-parent with your abuser, with your rapist.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that was happening across the state for Ohio where You had it on both sides. You had some people who were saying what the extreme issues were and trying to cause fear if people voted one way. But then on the opposite side, you had the exact same thing where you had about, like, well, this would take away your right if you were going to die until you were septic. And you could lose your reproductive organs because then it might be too late if you weren't able to get a medically needed abortion. And then on the other side, it was the verbiage was so vague that some people were running with it and saying that voting to enshrine this abortion rights, which was really more about reproductive rights, is that, well, a 9-year-old could have a sex change without parental consent, which, again, is false as well. But you had the extremists on both sides spreading this fear for people.
Yeah. Well, speaking of extremists, one more election thing before we go on to what's going on in the Middle East. That's kind of a short story. This is a short story, too, but very interesting. The feeling in New York City is that the current mayor, Eric, what's his last name, is a crook.
Eric Adams,
right. Former police officer. Apparently the rumor is he's on the take from everybody or too many people. The people that are his supporters say they're saying that because he's black, and others are saying, no, that's not it, he's a crook. Anyway, a bunch of Republicans, which is pretty rare, like in the Bronx, a Republican won a seat on the city council in New York for the first time in over 40 years, campaigning on Eric Adams and crime. So, an interesting reality for New York City. 48 after here on Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
All right, 43 at the hour. 17 before the new hour. Good day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It was built after World War II. They pay no taxes. They have complete immunity from everything, diplomatic immunity. They can do anything they want, and nobody can get them. And yet, the basic attitude toward the United States is up yours. So I say we should have the same attitude toward them.
Up yours. Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Up yours. Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of that, Rudy Giuliani has got a couple of problems. Cassidy Hutchinson, who is a former aide to Donald Trump, claims that Rudy groped her backstage at a rally before the January 6th incident. She's 27 years old. She's kind of described as a bombshell. I don't know, what does that mean? I guess different things to different people. But she was testifying before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th, and, oh, by the way, Rudy squeezed my butt. I don't know where that came from. He put his hand, she said, quote, under my blazer and then under my skirt. Okay.
Get him in the throat.
Nice going. Yeah. Anyway, Giuliani says this is a disgusting lie. Is it fair to ask Ms. Hutchinson why she's now coming out with these allegations? It seems that she's just marketing a new book about her time with Trump. And this is just one of the things, one of the many great experiences she had working for Trump. There you go. Meanwhile, Rudy's being sued by his former lawyer for $1.3 million because he didn't pay the $1.3 million Rudy didn't pay for the legal services provided by attorney Robert Costello and his firm Davidoff, Hutcher, and Citron. I guess it sounds like a law firm, right? So anyway, they say they are owed $1.3 million by Rudy. They allege in the lawsuit that he has 10 lawsuits against him right now in various state and federal courts. And so they have been representing him in Washington and New York. But he says he's broke. So, and kind of sad, you know, among other things, that at this stage of his life, this guy's 79 years old, that he's confronted with all this stuff. I guess it says something about the company you keep, right, as much as anything else. All right, 49 orders. Oh, wait a minute, it's 10 before the hour, and good day.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
We hear this every once in a while. As Chucker likes the Superman theme, and actually so do I, John Williams at his best, and a good flick. All right, so Chucker, what do we have that's new in the Superman universe?
Well, this is a long story. Nothing in the Superman universe, but I play that song because I went to see the Marvels, the MCU's latest film, The Marvels, which is basically a sequel to Captain Marvel's story.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.